go. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Hey, you guys can all sit down. Man, it's an honor to be here. Pastor Josh, Pastor Doug, thank you for this amazing opportunity. Just so honored to be here. I'm so pumped to be here with you all and just seeing people just seeking Jesus. That is just significant. When you have that in your life, that is not something that we should make it like a normal life. No, that is a life that has been given by the name of Jesus that we get to live every day and say, wow, wow, thank you for my salvation that I get to have a relationship with you, Jesus. I just want to mention that because this is significant. Coming from Japan, you don't see this normally. You don't see this daily. And when you come to Jesus like face to face and seek after him with all this amazing guys, this is incredible. This is incredible. I just want to share that heart with you all. And yeah, I just want to shout my wife in the front right here named Miwa. She graduated North Central. I love her. And we've been married almost 14 years. And it's been amazing. Got three kids. And yes, and I just want to shout my Asian brothers and sisters. I don't know where they were at, but hey, we love you. Come on, come on. Hey, this is the perfect day. This is a perfect day. But let's go back, focus on the word, because that's why we came here today. So let's pray. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. I just want to speak the word full of life. Full of life, and these every single student in this place, just full of life, Lord, that only comes from you. Let us receive that today. Let us open our heart and receive the word that you have for us today. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you got a note, take it out because the title is Full of Life. And I'm talking about my favorite topic, and I'm excited to share. Hey, I'm a guy who just shouts all the time. So just get ready for that. I just apologize because that's who I am. But John 1, 14, this is what it says. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. We all know this is talking about one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who is full of grace and full of truth. How do you know when somebody is full of something? It's same as a cup being filled with the water, and when you shake a little bit, it spills out. It just overflows. When the situation comes, Jesus, out of his abundance, the full of grace, full of truth, comes out in his response, comes out in his reaction, in his action. That's who he is. So if I ask you today, do you like more of grace or more of truth? Which one would you choose? And I just want to say, my son, oldest son, he loves math. So, you know, he always say the saying. What is the word? The saying. He say, according to my calculation, you know, Have you said that before? According to my calculation, my son usually said, according to my calculation, I believe many of us will say grace. And if you have that preference, it means you don't understand that both grace and truth gives life. Both gives life to the fullest. That's what you need in your life. So today I want you to receive, I have five things I want to mention about grace and truth quickly. First one, without truth, we are corrupt. Without grace, we are condemned. Secondly, if we don't have truth, we will live like a world. And if we don't have grace, we never can live up to the standard anyway. Thirdly, without truth, we become worldly. Without grace, we become judgmental. Fourthly, truth without grace is mean. Grace without truth is meaningless. Lastly, grace invites us to be free so that truth can set us free. You all need to receive that. Some people are still in a place of grace and not have been received to be set free by the truth of God. When you receive truth, when you receive grace, it saves you. But when you receive truth, it sets you free. You have to receive that truth because grace saves, truth frees. Write it down, truth. Write it down. This is awesome. You can tell my English is second language. You can laugh anytime you want. And I do not care because it's all about him. It's all about him. Amen. Imagine you having full of grace and full of truth in your life. How much that will bless you abundantly. That's why Jesus came. He came to give life. John 10:10, this is what it says. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's why he came. He gave up his life so you can have life. If you're choosing to have less of grace or less of truth today, it means you are saying, I want less of Jesus. Who wants less of Jesus? I don't. I want full of Jesus. I want full of life. That's why he came, for you to have full of life. So I have 2 points to share. How to live a full of life. Are you guys ready? Yeah, respond, guys. Are you guys ready? Come on, you guys are all young. You guys should be talking. Are you guys ready? Two point. Here we go. First point, it says receive grace. This is a simple truth. Receive grace. Ephesians 2:3-5, it says, in the past, all of us lived like that, trying to please our sinful selves. We did all the things our bodies and minds wanted. Like everyone else in the world, we deserve to suffer God's anger just because of the way we were. But God is rich in mercy, and he loved us very much. We were spiritually dead because of all we had done against him, but he gave us new life together with Christ. You have been saved by the grace of God. Before I became a Christian, growing up in Japan, I never heard about the name of Jesus. I don't know any single story about the Bible. And coming out of that background, I did all kinds of wildlife, caused me to go to court. I was at the court facing the judge, and my mom is beside me, and she's bawling her eyes. She's crying. And I'm facing this moment of my life. Now it's going only downfall. And I regretted everything I have done and the way I lived. In that moment, judge is going through all the lists, the dates and the time and the list, and I admitted everything. Yes, that's what I did. Yes, that's what I did. And she went to the side room, and she came back. And I heard the word that I never believed that I will hear that day. It was simple and clear. She just said one word. She said, you are innocent. You are free to go today. And when I heard that, I could not believe. I could not believe. So she said it again. She said, you are free to go. And when she said that word, my mom stood up. And she started walking. So I started chasing her, not understanding what's going on. When I got out of the room, out of the building, looking up to the sky and thinking, wow, I have a second life. I have a second life. I want to do everything I can to change. It caused me to seek life. 2 months later, met a Christian group who's doing evangelizing people in Japan and invited me to church. Came to church, met Jesus Christ for the first time. Didn't understand fully, but I knew I needed it. Raised my hand, said, Jesus, I want you into my heart. Changed my life forever. Changed my life forever. His relationship with me changed my life from the inside out. That's who he is. It caused me to seek life. Aren't you glad you are saved by the grace of God? Not by our work. It's all Jesus. Man, let's give God praise for that. Come on. Jesus is amazing. We all know the story, Jesus on the cross. There's two criminals, both sides. One is making fun of Jesus, but the other side, he is not making fun of Jesus. He's defending Jesus and saying, no, he is not worthy to be on the cross. He's not. He doesn't deserve it. Jesus, when you go into your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus replied and said, hey, you're going to be in paradise with me. It was a moment that he received salvation without works, without proving, without earning. He received grace And by grace of God, he received promise to go into paradise. I cannot wait for paradise. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. Receive grace. Amen? Amen? Hey, second point. Let grace train you. Let grace train you. You might not heard that word, but let grace train you. I had a time with theologian because I had a chance to translate the Bible from English to Japanese. And having that project, I had a couple moment in conversation with theologian. I asked him a question, say, hey, I feel like sometimes people use grace as an excuse not to change. What do you think about that? And they're like, hey, have you read Titus? I'm like, Titus? Hey, I was waiting for that answer. You know, theologian always got it. So I'm like, hey, I need that. Titus 2, okay, I'm going to read that. So I want to read that to you all. In Titus 2, 11 to 14, it's an amazing, amazing verse. It says, for the grace of God has appeared. You can tell it's a form of person, meaning Jesus, that offers salvation to all people. And it teaches us, grace teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in the present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Grace has appeared. When he appeared, he saves. And he's not just saving, he is teaching to say no to ungodliness, to become holy, to go closer to God, to be more Christ-like in our life. You have been saved, but he is teaching you. In ancient Greek, this is the picture of parents teaching a child. A teaching word, this teaching is a process of whole training, teaching, encouraging, and also correcting and disciplining. That's what he is doing in our life. And when you receive that, it's going to change. Can you imagine grace himself is teaching you? Whoo! That is a blessing to have. That is a blessing to have because he's not going to condemn you. He's going to help you to change and be set free to the fullness. That is the life that we have in God's word. I want to receive that more and more. If you think grace teaches you not to change, no, that is a lie. That is not the word of God. Grace teaches you to change. That's what he does. You all know this story of a woman caught in adultery. I'm not going to get into the whole story. I'm going to just go to the last end of conversation. She was caught in adultery, and she was put in front of Jesus in the crowd because religious people wanted to trap Jesus. But in this moment, in verse 10, I just want to read from John 8:10. Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Because when you say, if you have not sinned before, you're the one who throws the first stone. And one by one, people left. There's no one else in that place. And he asked, where are your accusers? No one can accuse you. Didn't even one of them condemn you? No. No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. The abundance of grace and truth. Neither do I. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Her life from place of death came to forgiveness and life. That is the life that she received. I want to ask you four questions to understand this well for your personal life. Did Jesus condemn and punish her? In your mind, probably saying no, right? Did Jesus condemn or punish her? No. Second question, did Jesus accept the sin she did? No. Grace doesn't accept sin. Grace saves you from sin. You cannot understand that differently. Grace doesn't accept sin. He saves you from sin. Did Jesus save her? Yes, he did. He saved her. The fourth question, did Jesus correct her? Yes, he did. He correct her. Go and sin no more. He's giving you a teaching, encouragement, correction, and discipline. From now on, go and sin no more. Because you know, when she go back into her community, people will reject her. If she's married, she might be divorced. She will get divorced. You don't know what will happen, but in this moment, Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Having that word of God in your life will change you forever and ever. That's what he does. He is walking with you, no matter the person beside you not walking with you 24 hours or forever, but he will walk with you all the way to the end. That's what he does in our life. Aren't you thankful for Jesus? I would love to have key because I want to make it a little bit holy. We all say that. You know, the speakers always say that. Is there any key? Great. Thank you. This is important because for her to receive the word from Jesus, going back to her community, I believe in her heart, she was wholeheartedly just overwhelmed with what just happened. And all she wanted to do was to change. Wow, I received a second life. I want to take this to seek life and to change the way I live. And that's what I received in my life, a second life. But now receiving Jesus, I received the real second life. And I want to use my whole life only for him. Only for him. Because I'm Asian, I will usually say, if I tasted the amazing ramen, I just want to share amazing ramen with all my friends. I want them to taste it. It's just what it is, right? When I taste Jesus, how good he is, the grace and the truth, the full of life that he has, I just cannot wait to go out. I just cannot wait to share. I just cannot wait to let people know and testify that he can set you free. He can save you. He has more for you. If you think there's limit in God, there's no limit. It's full. It's full. It's full. It will overflow out of your life. And when you experience that satisfaction and contentment in Christ Jesus, your life will change in eternity. I have three kids, but before I share that, I just want to read a verse. This is my last verse, so chill. 1 Timothy 2:3-4. It's a great verse. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and understand the truth. Woo! It's in the Bible. Grace and truth. I put tattoo recently, grace and truth, on my leg just because of this. It was like, man, it's changing my life. I have three kids, and they're 7, 6, and 4. Amazing boys, all boys. It's wild. They're jumping on the couch. It's like trampoline, you know? The house is wild. It's awesome. I love my kids. Doesn't mean they do not do anything wrong. No, they do something wrong. But I have an agreement with my wife all the time. When we correct our kids, we always, after we correct them, we come into their level, eye to eye, talking to our sons, saying, hey, what you have done is wrong, but you are a good son. You are a good son. I love you. I'm proud of you. You are good, but what you have done is wrong. So from now on, change that. Don't do that no more. And we're trying to bring them back to the right path, teaching them, encouraging them, and praying for them. Why do I share that? Because I want you to know identity and the action that they take. I want to make sure that is not who you are. How I see you is still good. How I see you is still my son. How I still see you is you are special in my eyes. You are still loved in my eyes. And you need to understand, because you did mistakes or you have done something wrong, doesn't mean God sees you wrong. God sees you as a mistake. No, he doesn't. He still sees you as a child, his own child. He still sees you as a son and daughter of God. Isn't that a blessing? The grace comes out of his mouth. Say, you are my child. And he will correct you. Aren't you glad? He will discipline you. Aren't you glad? He will encourage you and he will teach you. When you have that life forever and ever, it's going to change you from the inside out. That's what Jesus does. I got 4 minutes. I can't believe it. But that's the life that I'm praying for you all today, that you will receive grace and truth. Can you all stand to your feet? If your perspective has changed about truth, that is my prayer today. And also being encouraged that he has more. I'm going to repeat, more in your life. Grace and truth. Faith. Grace and truth. Faith, his face. Seek after his face. Come to the word of God. Receive the word of God. Let him guide your life. Let him counsel your life. Let him be the voice of your life. Let him be the one who you call my Lord. Let him be your Lord every day, day by day in your walk, and say, you are my Lord. You are my Lord. My heart belongs to you. My mind belongs to you. Everything belongs to you. You have saved me. Can you close your eyes? As a sign of receiving, can you open up your hands? Jesus, I thank you that you have full of life promised to us. Sometimes we do not understand how much a blessing to have you in our life. I just pray that you will open up our eyes every morning, every night, that we come to you seeking desperately with eagerness and say, Jesus, all I want is you. All I want is you. Do what only you can do. Do what only you can. Let us come closer to you so you will come closer to us. I pray for that right now in every single student in this place. God, you will pour out. You will pour out. Jesus, you will come closer and closer and closer and closer, that they will not feel far anymore, but they will feel close, because you are the most closest person in our life. Deep down, speaking, knocking, talking. You are spending time with us, Lord. Let us realize, let us open our eyes, let us sit down, let us talk with you. Let us come to you, Jesus. That's what we want. That's what we want, full of life. God, I pray that more and more the truth will set us free in this place. Truth will set us free. The grace will remind again and again that we are living under grace. We are living under salvation. Jesus, this is a blessing in our life. Blessing. We receive this, Lord. Let us go today with chest up. Just thanking and praising and worshiping who you are in our life. I pray for this blessing over our student. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. One more time. Can you give it up to Jesus? Give him praise. Give him honor. Give him everything you have. Come on. Can you shout one more time? Jesus, we thank you. We love you. We love you, Lord. You are worthy, holy. You are everything in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We love you, student. Thank you for having me today. It's been awesome. God is moving. God is moving in Minnesota. God is moving in our heart. God is always moving. He never quit. He is always moving in our life. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.